Hello everyone, it's Leah here with Tits Up to Breast Cancer. Usually recording this podcast is on a Tuesday, but I'm popping in extra today in the wake of the death of the lovely Deborah James, who died of her bowel cancer yesterday. I just want to do a short episode just to pay tribute to this wonderful, wonderful lady. Who has fought hard for 5 years. Many of you will know her or know of her, and on her Instagram and on TV, in the newspapers, where she's been raising awareness for bowel cancer and cancer in general. I was in bed last night, and I have strong boundaries around my phone, or strongish, both personally and professionally, and you know, my phone was put aside, but I just saw Google Alert, and I did actually take a look, and it spoke about tributes pouring in for Deborah James, and I thought, oh gosh, she's died. So I looked, and I spent a bit of time just, you know, looking through the internet, and indeed, she had died yesterday. They said peacefully, you know, which brings comfort. Although, how much is cancer actually peaceful? But I do understand the sentiment, you know, that she died peacefully, surrounded by people who love her dearly. Yeah. I'm shocked. I know we all knew this was coming. In a sense that I think it was the 9th of May, she did her last recording on her podcast, You, Me and the Big C, for the BBC. You know, take a listen to that if you want to. Saying this was her last recording and she's going into at-home hospice care. So we knew she had stopped her active treatment. Her body couldn't keep up anymore. The treatment wasn't working anymore. She'd had many treatments. But it still comes as a shock. I personally didn't expect it this week. Now, in the nature of Deborah's character, I somehow thought she'd defy the odds as well. I know it's, you know, reverse the cancer something. But she had this bounce back about her. She had, I don't know. Maybe it was a bit of magical thinking on my part. I don't know. But I didn't expect it yesterday. I didn't. I thought she would at least make it till her second book was published in August for some reason. I know she kind of said she wouldn't make it that far, but I went to her brother's wedding and I don't know. I just didn't expect it. I don't know what I thought. And her death has really, really left an impact on me and on many, many people. Not just people, you know, with a cancer diagnosis, past or present, or loved ones with a cancer diagnosis. But I think people in general. And I don't really know what I'm going to say today, but I'm already saying it, I guess. I just want to pay tribute to her. When she started the end-of-life care in May, she set up a fund, Bowel Babe Fund, and it's now near 7 million to go to cancer research, and that's an area where funding is so needed. You know, if you do support charities and you don't have one that you've already committed to, please consider supporting cancer research or Deborah's Bowel Babe Fund. You know, this is going to go to much needed research and help, so that one day I just hope there will be a cure for cancer. But I know Deborah would want that, and her family's going to carry on this legacy of hers. You know, 40 years old, but it doesn't matter what age, it's still devastating, isn't it? But 40 years old, diagnosed at 35, a deputy head teacher, and then after diagnosis, she started the BBC, You, Me and the Big C podcast, and, you know, campaigning the cancer, and it's, yeah, in the wake of her death, it's made me reflect even more. I know I have been reflecting on my life and what's next, and but there's going to be more changes. And thanks to Deborah, there's going to be more positive changes for me, and I hope for others too. I'm going to take the whole of August off work. I usually take 2 weeks, but I'm taking 4 weeks. I'd already thought about this, to get all of my screenings done. August is my screening month anyway, but unless anything pops up outside of August, you know, then it has to be done. But I'm going to have my, you know, eye tests that are needed because of some changes in my eyesight and more bloods. I've recently had some more bloods and other tests and appointments, and not neglect myself. Okay, so if I don't neglect myself, I can help others, you know. So as Deborah always says, should check your poo. You know, I say check your poo, check your boobs. Get the screenings you need, get the appointments you need. I know I've said it many times, I'm not just going to keep ticking off the list and then having the appointment. And I've got much better at that, you know, not ticking off my goals and then then going for an appointment. But even more so, and up in self-care. And, you know, I want to live a long life. I want to live a long life. And in a previous podcast, I spoke about recurrence. And, you know, it's, even though in 2020, January, Deborah got no evidence of disease. Now, she's stage 4 bowel cancer, so it's not like it goes away. But she got no evidence of disease. That doesn't mean she's cured. Inevitably, at stage 4 at the moment, cancer, it will come back. Hopefully, with research in the future, something can happen where it won't, or has much less likely chance. And she made it 2.5 years from then, because it did come back, you know, it did, or it did, you know, it was already there, but it did show on the PET scan again. So, yeah. Yeah, taking care of ourselves. Deborah would have us do that. Cancer or no cancer. Supporting research. You know, so into August. I would be off 2 weeks anyway. And I do actually happen in August to be studying, well, I've already started it, but breast cancer on my STEM degrees, breast cancer screening. And I also do have an exam paper. I'm coming up with the STEM, so, you know, I really do need to focus down. I want to do well in this STEM to be able to help people further and understand things even more. So, August, in Deborah's honour and in my own honour, it's going to be a month to really take stock of what I want and don't want, have all these tests and screenings. And yeah, just see what's next. There won't be any sudden like changes unless my screening shows something. But I mean, in terms of taking stock, but there will be shifts. There will be assessments. There will be reflections. I'm already more and more seeing what truly, truly lights me up. Now, many things, I can get interested in many, many things, but I do need to narrow down. When I've already identified where my heart actually sings, 3 areas so far. Doesn't mean the other areas don't interest me, but where I get passionate and excited, and say that's something else I'll be looking at. You know, seizing the day. I know Deborah at the end, she was having time to just feel the sunshine on her face. Each day was a blessing. And I want to live like that now. And I know many others others do. But yeah, I think she's had an impact on many, many people, myself included. And, you know, I just want to honour her. And do you know what? She always looked fantastic. I just loved that she had her own personal style. She had some wonderful dresses. And no matter how poorly she was showing up, she put on these favourite dresses and that big smile, and she just looked fantastic. You know, put her best step, her best foot forward. And I know she had her pajama days too, and what have you. It's not like she felt she had to look a certain way all the time, but you know, she did seem to be a woman who enjoyed her style, enjoyed colour and frills, and you know, and I really admire that in her. And many of you know how I love working with style and to the best self. And fantastic outfits she showed up in, which I'm sure did help her feel better as well, you know, being her in her dresses that she loved. But yeah, she's left quite a legacy. She's given a damehood recently. Prince William went to her parents' house and where she was staying, and she deserves that damehood so much. And I'm so glad that happened for her before she died. You know, Dame Deborah. Yeah, William and Kate paid tribute to her today, as has Boris Johnson, and hundreds of thousands of people. And it's that when someone's gone, it's like, do you know, just 3 days ago, 4 days ago, she was posting on Instagram briefly. I know she's not posting much recently, she kind of stopped for the end of life care, but about a partnership with Tesco. Tesco donated £300,000 and partnershiping with Deborah. And she was so excited about that 4 days ago. So 4 days ago she was writing that. Today she won't be writing any more posts because she's not here. I think that aspect of death is what so many people struggle with. She was here, now she's not here. We knew she was dying, all of us, didn't we? You know, across the nation, across the world, but she was here and not here. She was there with her smile. And yeah, we can look at photographs and videos of her smiling and talking. But she won't be doing any new ones of them because she's not here. There'll be no more Instagram posts. No more of her showing up in these dresses. You know, it's that, isn't it? That's hard. That's hard, but her legacy lives on. You know, and in her beautiful children. And I just want to send my love to her children and her husband and her parents and family, siblings, everyone who's loved Deborah. Just send my love, you know, in the wake of her death. And even in her death, she's going to help so many people, myself included, some of yourselves included. You know, so thank you, Deborah, for all that you are, have been, have given, and are still giving, even though you're not with us in body anymore. You know, just send love to everyone, and you know, seize the day. Deborah left final words. Don't know them exactly. I've got them, but I don't have them right with me. But I did get the post, and it, you know, check your poo, of course. That's a tagline, of course. Check your poo. Love deeply, live fully, no regrets. I'll leave you all there for now, and just take good care. Know that you matter. Put yourself first where you need to. Get screenings, get checks, check your boobs, check your poo, check anything else. Let's break some of the taboos like Deborah did around things like poo and boobs, vaginas, all of those things we get scared to talk about or check or tell the doctors about or talk to friends about. And, you know, let's break the taboos in honour of Deborah. Okay, take care. I'll speak to you all next Tuesday. Bye for now.